presentations, the Hour of Adventism's visitation, which will be drawing from and hopefully substantiating the importance of the Great Controversy. And I will begin that here, but I'm going to keep it brief, and I'll build on it tomorrow night, and hopefully we'll pull all this together. Now, before we begin this, if you would bow your head with me, let's open this with prayer.
Heavenly Father, we invite your Spirit to be here
this evening. Comment on it and close. This is the Great Controversy 573-574. In the movements now in progress in the United States to secure for the institutions and usages of the church the support of the state, Protestants are following in the steps of papists. Nay, more, they are opening the door for the papacy to regain in Protestant America the supremacy that she's lost in the old world. And that which gives greater significance to this movement is the fact that the principal object contemplated is the enforcement of Sunday observance, a custom that originated with Rome and which she claims is a sign of her authority. If the reader would understand the agencies to be employed in the soon coming contest, he has but to trace the record of the means which Rome employed for the same object in ages past. If he would know how papists and Protestants united will deal with those who reject their dogmas, let him see the spirit which Rome manifested towards the Sabbath and its defenders. And she's going to mention three steps. She basically says that If you're going to understand how the Sunday law is going to come in the United States and then in the world, then all you have to do is study how the Sunday law came into the early church in the days of Constantine. That's what she was saying. And she says, when it gets here, persecution, everything's going to start all over. And she says, if you want to understand these things, then just go back to that history. And then she gives us a summary of the history. And here's the three points. She says, royal edicts, general councils, and church ordinances sustained by secular power were the steps by which the pagan festival attained its position of honor in the Christian world. Three steps: royal edicts, general councils, and then church ordinances sustained by secular power. Brothers and sisters, this church ordinances, this third step sustained by secular power, we're going to talk much about over the next coming nights when I have opportunity to speak. We should be familiar with this. Sister White is clear, it's the only definition of the image of the beast to be found in the spirit of prophecy is when secular power is used to enforce or sustain religious dogmas. This is this third step that she's describing for us here in history. This is how Rome established the Sunday law the first time. First, there was a royal edict from Constantine, you know,